So, what do you see? What do you see when we look at the baby Jesus? We've got a manger here with Jesus, well, with the doll in it. What do we see when we see on our Christmas cards, in our nativity scenes, in our nativity plays? What do we think of when we see the baby Jesus in a manger? Well, we've just heard about a newborn baby, Mandy's granddaughter. And when we see a newborn baby, it's a wonderful thing. But when we look at Jesus in the manger, we see more than just a newborn baby. We see God's love for us revealed, God's love given to us in the most relatable and human form. God could have given us a gift, a material gift. He could have wrapped it and put it under the tree. God could have said some nice words to us or put it in a letter. He could have tried to do some of the many different things we try to do to show love and affection to one another. But instead, God gave Himself. God gave us completely Himself. As humble and vulnerable as they come, He gave us a person to get to know and love. Not holding us at arm's length, but here among us, risking all for us, ready to love us completely. In this Christmas season and in the year to come, when we think about Jesus the baby, may we think that this is God's love completely revealed for us. And will we take the risk to get to know Him better? Because He doesn't stay a baby. He's not just on a Christmas card. He's not just something that happened a long time ago. He invites us to get to know Him today. Will we take that risk to get to know Him better? To let Him fully into our lives and put our hope and trust in Him?
The reading is from John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 14 verses. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him not one thing came into being. What has come into being, in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become the children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Amen. Thank you, Chris. So we hear of God's Word becoming flesh and His light entering into the world. Although He's not actually mentioned by name in this reading, we know that it's all about Jesus. And the author, John, is describing him in the highest possible terms, on a level with God. And Jesus came as God's word made flesh, as we just said, God's love revealed for us all in a person. And yet so many people, so many of God's own people, so many people who thought they knew something about God, so many of those people failed to recognize him when he came. Some did. Some got to know him and loved him and saw God in him and became his disciples and shared his love with others. But many didn't. Many didn't recognize him. It says he was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. And maybe it's because Jesus, even now, Jesus' way is not what we would do if we had to make a plan to save the world. Jesus' way of life, his type of power, his sort of being, is not necessarily what we would choose or the way we recognize power and majesty and might in this world. And yet it is God's plan. It's God's plan still that only through Jesus, through the way he teaches us, the world will be saved. Other things, other ideas, other ways might seem easier, more appealing, even more logical. But they usually involve the powerful exercising their control on the powerless. Jesus starts as one powerless himself to bring hope to all people, to bring hope that God's way will be different, and that only through that love that Christ offers us will the world truly be saved. Our next hymn reflects on that some more. It's called Who Would Think That What Was Needed? If we could have the first verse on the screen. Who would think that what was needed to transform and save the earth might not be a plan or army, proud in purpose, proved in worth? Who would think, despite derision, that a child might lead the way? God surprises earth with heaven, coming here on Christmas Day.